Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Black roof country. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Alan Mates. Alan, thank you for hanging out with us. And he's president, by the way, of Robinson & Mates, a marketing firm out of, outstanding marketing firm that we've gotten to know over the last several years out of Chicago. Alan, tell us how we can find you online, please.
You can find us online at robinsonmates.com or at marketingroi.robinsonmates.com for our blog.
All right. And that's Robinson and M-A-I-T-E-S, robinsonmates.com. Alan, when in the previous segment, you used the word community. You identified six C's that are the key to success in marketing in the 21st century. And the third or fourth one was community. I actually think that should be number one on your list, because I think the place that the most solid customer relationships will be formed and maintained and served and leveraged will be inside, more and more inside of communities. What do you think?
I agree with that totally, Jim. And I think one of the things that many marketers, in fact, most need to open their minds to is the fact that communities take place both offline and online.
Right.
And today, when you use the word community, most people think only online. And you really need to remember the traditional communities that take place at the grassroots level in the real world, not just the virtual world.
Well, I remind people all the time here, Alan, that face-to-face is the original social media.
No question. And that's, as you were saying before, the word social media would be great when they just call it part of go-to-market.
Right.
You know, we do have a little bit of success in that area because you don't hear the term new media as often anymore. So
right.
I'm still hopeful that marketers, big and small, will start looking at go-to-market strategies and way to reach customers and prospects at each part of the decision-making process.
Right.
That journey that customer or prospect goes through to become a customer and an advocate.
They don't.
And stop looking at individual components of it.
They don't call it new media the same reason they don't call me young man anymore, Alan.
Right.
But now here's an interesting thing about communities. Communities can be created by companies, but they can't be controlled by companies. And this is something that especially big companies, but all sellers have wanted to do, have tried to do, have been able to do in this age of the seller, is to control the relationship with customers. But in these communities, you can only serve the communities. You can't control them. And that's giving some companies heartburn, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think there's a great example out there on somebody who does it very well, and that's Amex with their Open community, which is a small business community. Because although they help provide the framework to build it, that community operates without any interference from, Big Brother, if you will.
Right. Right, absolutely.
And that's critical. And, we'd like to say it's a lot easier to go where the crowds already are than try to build your own crowd, because when you build it, you tend to try to control it. In today's environment, whether it's traditional communities in the local market or the online community, those communities can be great listening posts as well as marketing posts.
And that's the hard part. Companies, sellers haven't always been great listeners. We've been good. We're good manipulators. We're good talkers, but we're not always good listeners. And I think in the age of the customer, companies are going to have to become better listeners, and they're going to have to understand that the manipulation is going to become passé, but measurement, even though measurement is still going to be important, it is going to be more difficult. It's going to take a different set of rules, I think, and a different attitude about measurement when we're dealing with communities. What do you think?
Well, no question. There's no longer can just, increase in customer revenue or increase in traffic and transactions can be the only metric that a company uses. You must look at things like engagement. You must look at things as, brand talk, who's talking about you
mm-hmm.
while you're listening in these online or offline communities.
Right.
And if you're a marketing person at a small business or an owner of a small business, you need to be aware of these different metrics, because they're the metrics of the future that will be much more predictable to your future success.
Absolutely. Well said and well done, Alan. Thank you so much for being here. Good job today, and I hope you come back again real soon.
Always my pleasure, Jim. Have a good rest of the day.
Alan Mace, ladies and gentlemen, what some great insight he gave us. I told you we'd get smarter when Alan joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.